Hi, this week we're investigating this question. Can a single sin matter? Many people view salvation with God like a pair of balance scales. Balance scales are easy to make and very accurate. Now I want you to picture this. Imagine all the good deeds that you have done being put on one side of the scales, and on the other side, the counterbalanced side, there are all the bad deeds that you have done. Now, it's believed that if the good deeds outweigh the bad deeds on Judgment Day, then everything will be okay and we'll go to heaven. Now, this, by the way, is how Islam views the judgment of God. This, for the most part, is how most people in most denominations view the judgment of God. The preachers in all the various churches may teach otherwise, but the average member of the average church thinks that when Judgment Day comes and they stand before God, that He will carefully weigh all the good a person has done and compare it with all the bad they've done. And if the good outweighs the bad, then that person is allowed into heaven. But there's a problem with this view of the judgment. Let me tell you something about balance scales. And remember, we're discussing the question, can a single sin matter? I lived in Russia for 2 years. Balance scales were used in the market where we bought our food. When we would buy potatoes, for example, the potatoes were piled up on one side of the balance scales. But on the other side of the scales, a standard was placed. Now, if I said that I wanted 2 kilos of potatoes, a 2 kilo standard weight was placed on the scales, and on the opposite side, the merchant began piling the potatoes until the scales balanced. The point is, when balance scales are used, a standard goes on one side, and the customer's goods go on the other side. If God used this balance scale method to judge people, He would not put a person's good deeds on one side and then that person's bad deeds on the other side. No, He would put the person's deeds, all of his deeds, good or bad, on one side, and on the other side, He would place a standard by which to measure those deeds. What standard do you suppose that God would place on the other side of these scales? According to the Bible, the standard by which God measures deeds is His law. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, the Bible says, "I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which are written in the books." Now, if God was going to judge us by balancing our good deeds against our bad deeds, we might stand a chance in a case like that. But if He balances our deeds, period, our lives, against His law, then we're in trouble. You see, if we always did what the law of God says at all times, the scales would stay balanced and God would owe us, so to speak. He would owe eternal life to us. It would be unjust for Him to condemn us to punishment if we always did, all the time, what the law said. The problem is, none of us have behaved that well. None of us. No one can truthfully say that he has always done what he should have done all the time. No one can truthfully say that he has never done what he should not have done. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, the Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Suppose for a moment that a person committed a single sin. Suppose also that this single sin was just a small sin. And let's say, for example, there was one occasion when this person spoke just a little bit disrespectful toward his mother. You see, that one little sin makes the scales unbalanced in favor of the law. The scales stay balanced only when we have done perfectly everything the law of God says. In Galatians 3, verse 10, the Bible says, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." Do you see why we need grace and mercy from God? Because we've not always done what we should have done, and the scales are unbalanced. And if we were judged based on our deeds, we would be lost forever. But the grace of God brings us hope. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. God is willing to forgive us for the times that we have failed. When He forgives us, He sets the scales back in a balanced position. He doesn't have to do this. This is why it's called grace. Grace means undeserved favor. We don't deserve to have the scales put back to a balanced position. But God graciously does this when we obey the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 8. What does it mean to obey the gospel? It means, number one, we believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. John 3, verse 16. Number two, we repent of our sins. Luke 13, verse 3. Number three, we confess audibly our faith in Christ. Romans 10, verse 10. And fourth, we are immersed in water for the forgiveness of sins. Acts 2, verse 38. This is called obeying the gospel. And when we do this, God removes all of our sins and sets the scales of justice back to a balanced position. Can a single sin matter? That's the question that we're asking this week. The answer is, yes, it can. A single sin, no matter how small, is enough to condemn any person to punishment. We need forgiveness in order to be saved, even if we are guilty of one single sin. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.